Why some people are relieved the stock market is surging downward? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 4.6% yesterday, ending down 1,175 points at 24,345. We've never seen that number of raw points with a minus sign in front of it at the close, but context is everything. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoth watched the selling unfold.
Yeah, the Dow was off nearly 1,200 points yesterday, which is a record. But you got to keep this in perspective by looking at the percentage drop. It was a 4.6% drop, which is still big, but not even in the top 20 of all time. The confusing part is this sell-off that started last week doesn't seem to be driven by any fundamentals. Unemployment's low, economic growth is strong, there are no major global disasters that are triggering this. I talked to Bob Phillips at Spectrum Management Group. His theory is people are just taking profits from some of last year's gains. It's a mild and pretty normal correction. But that lower prices tend to feed on lower prices and create a cycle. Plus, he says,
if you look at yesterday's action, someplace around 3 in the afternoon or so, I mean, the market shot way down. And when you see that kind of movement that fast, I mean, I don't know what else it could be besides program trading.
Program trading, in other words, trading by algorithm, where bots are programmed to sell at certain trigger points. Now, there are stop mechanisms for these, too, which Phillips says is the likeliest explanation for that huge drop and then immediate huge rebound around 3 p.m. yesterday.
Ryan, thank you. Now to a paradox that I flagged at the beginning. It stems from the fact that we really shouldn't be surprised this is happening. Let's bring in Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Hey, Chris.
How are you doing, David?
So some disbelief during the worst of it yesterday. Some traders quoted wondering if someone's fat finger pressed the wrong button or something. But wait for the paradox here. You detected, in some cases, a sense of relief?
Yes. Now, I know it's strange to talk about relief when you get a plunge in the market. But here's the thing, David. Veteran investors, you know, Goldman Sachs and Blackstone, they've all been saying, look, we're hitting records every week, maybe every day. This is unreal. There's almost no volatility. This can't last. So there was sort of a sense of maybe we're returning to a world of normalcy, a world of volatility, a world where higher interest rates have an effect on stock market values.
Chris, what term should we use for what's going on here? I mean, a correction sounds like a euphemism to many ears. But bear market, that's a little bit much at this stage.
Yes. I mean, correction, you're absolutely right. I mean, correction has this sort of soothing, don't get upset. It's going to go down about 10 to 20%, which is the technical definition of a correction. Bear market's down by more than 20% because we're having this discussion about what's behind the decline in the market. Is it really inflation? That seems to be the macroeconomic story that's being discussed, that with this global economy being strong, with the tax stimulus in the United States, that we're going to see a rise in inflation, we're going to see higher interest rates, and that's going to be a big debate. So I would call this the uncertain market. It is really not clear we're going to see inflation, but that's going to be the market whiplash. Is inflation coming or not?
Now, you started to bring this up. What's happened on markets here casts a new light on the timing of the big tax cuts, which were so late in such a long recovery.
So what people are really watching is we get this tax cut. Will the money go into new equipment, new investment? If the money does, and I'm talking about the corporate tax cut in particular, then, you know, a lot of the concerns about inflation, it's just not going to be there. But if the tax cut just turns to be something like plenty of stock buybacks and senior management options, then I think the worry about higher prices and inflationary pressures are going to grow. And I would expect the market to go lower.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you for this.
Thanks a lot.
All right, so let's do the numbers. To review, the Dow fell 1,175 points yesterday, 4.6%. That index is up 21% for the year so far, meaning January into these first trading days of February. The widely owned S&P 500 index fell 113 points, 4.1%. It is up 15.6% this year still. The NASDAQ Composite Index fell 273 points, 3.8% yesterday. It's still up 23% in 2018. Stock index futures are down again this morning, down 1% for the Dow future, down 0.5% for the S&P future. More in just a moment. drop in the stock market was a doozy, and that doozy has rolled on through the time zones into Asia. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Pak in Shanghai.
Shanghai stocks marked its biggest single-day drop in 2 years. The Shanghai Composite Index fell 3.4%. Still, the losses in mainland China were not as sharp as other Asian markets, like in Japan, where the Nikkei fell 4.7%. China is shielded partly because Beijing has strict capital controls. The same cannot be said of Hong Kong stocks. The Chinese territory pegs its currency to the U.S. dollar, so it is particularly exposed to U.S. interest rate moves. The benchmark Hang Seng Index plummeted 5.1%, its biggest drop in 2.5 years.
European share prices have hit their lowest level since 2016. Right now, London's 100 share index is down 2.1%. CAC 40 in Paris down 2.3%. The DAX index in Germany is down by almost as much. The BBC's Damian McGuinness is in the German financial capital now.
In Frankfurt, when the DAX, the German stock market, opened this morning, we saw the biggest fall in 1.5 years. That was down by 3.6%. So the question is whether this is just a blip or whether it's the start of a wider market correction. What analysts are really saying is that this doesn't look like it's going to turn into anything more serious for now. And that's really because the ECB, unlike in other areas of the world, is not looking to raise interest rates anytime in the immediate future. So that means that stocks and other assets are really still very interesting for investors.
Damian, thank you. U.S. interest rates, the 10-year Treasury yield, down sharply as people moved into bonds. It's a 2.7% 10-year yield. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.